Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning, KCNR listeners. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is not the voice of Carl or Linda. This is Blake Fisher stepping in for those two. This is our second day on KCNR. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading. We have a wonderful show planned for today. Yesterday was a great morning. We had Liam as our sound engineer. But today, who's our co-pilot and sound engineer is Miss Christina. Christina, thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Christina, good morning.
Christina, how long have you been working for KCNR now?
It's around almost 2 months.
That's incredible. That's cool, cool, cool. How do you like it so far?
If to be honest, it's really amazing, and it shows my personality, and I'm growing every day.
Well, thanks for being here and making sure that everything runs smoothly today.
Thank you. I will do my best.
Hey, Christina, we have some really cool guests today. KCNR listeners, I thought we'd invite some pretty cool people this morning. We have Mr. Ron Lim, a man who might not need any introductions because he also is a KCNR radio host.
That's right.
And we have Trevor Garrett and Katie Garrett here from Heavily Donuts. Everyone, thanks for being here this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to be here.
Wow.
Thanks for inviting me.
Us.
I am. So, Trevor, Katie, they just came walking in with Heavenly Donuts, and I thought, you guys can't see it, but we're wearing our Heavenly Donuts hats today.
I got the donuts.
Those are really beautiful. Yeah. If you haven't gotten your Heavenly Donuts yet this morning, swing on by in downtown Reading. Sponsor, right? I don't know.
Not sponsored.
Oh, you're a sponsor?
Okay. If there was a sponsor.
So basically, I wanted to invite you guys on here because Carl and Linda said, hey, invite some guests. And I thought I'd invite some people who are involved in the community in different ways. So Katie, Trevor, I'd love to hear more about Heavenly Donuts. And Ron, I'd love to hear about, you know, your life here in Reading and what you do with
Sure.
Perfect. Yeah. So let's start it out. Ron, tell us a little about yourself. Your guys' family is you know, deeply rooted here.
We just closed.
Yeah, I know.
We just closed Lim's Cafe.
I was in Washington, D.C. when you made that announcement, and I was listening to KCNR in our congressman's office when you made that announcement.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of sad people in Reading after 90 years.
Wow.
We just closed last September. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun because I was hosting, I was seating people, and we heard stories from, it was a 5-hour wait for people to come in. Get a table and finish your dinner and get out. But so 5 hours. But everybody there was not upset about it because they wanted to be part of history making, you know, of a iconic restaurant closing. And I heard so many stories from people, but I think we got as far. We mostly five generations came to the restaurant, but we had one family that was six generations.
Oh my God!
There and it was a lot of fun. You know, the biggest. I would say the whole 10 days, the biggest, most fun thing or most shocking thing that happened was my third grade teacher from Pine Street School, 97 years old, Mary Avrott, came in.
She came on in?
She came in for...
What the heck?
Yeah,
so 97 years. When was the last time that you saw her then?
Third grade.
Oh,
About 50 years, 60 years
and
ago.
And she recognized you?
Oh, yeah, no, she's still pretty bright. Yeah, that's why she came.
How cool.
And so that was the highlight. That was pretty special.
So now that Lim's Cafe is closed, what's kind of the family working on right now? What are the
Nothing.
Next? Because you guys are, good. It's time to relax.
I think they're having fun relaxing. And my sister, my little baby sister, Bonnie, she volunteers for everything in town. You know, I can't even tell you how many things she's volunteering for. She loves it. Jeannie, I'm not sure what she's doing. Pat, she's 87 now. Mentioned her.
can we bleep that out?
Whoops, bleep. She's at home, and of course I had Lim's Pharmacy back in the day. I just retired 5 years ago, and that was my thing. And the restaurant was the family. Mm-hmm. And I just retired 5 years ago, and after 50 years. So
So
been around a while.
Now I got to know, how did Katie, Ron, and Trevor, you guys, how did the Heavenly Donuts team meet the Lim family?
All right, this is funny. So about 15 or 16 years ago, something like that, you know, that Pink Roadrunner, the show car,
uh-huh.
Pink Roadrunner, I bought that piece of rust bucket from her.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I got bought that from her. And then she bought my plane, Bubbles, about the same time.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of swapped. And now she's seen the car. She wants it back.
Oh, yeah.
I want it back.
Yeah, Katie, it should have been you with Jay Leno on
that car. Yeah, so that's how we met. And we've been very, very close friends ever since.
How cool.
I'm teaching Trevor how to fly in that plane.
I'm a little behind on it, but
well, you know, he had a baby.
Yeah,
yeah. So. This is why I wanted to call the Heavenly Donuts team in. So tell us a little bit about the history of Heavenly Donuts, and tell us a little bit what you guys have been working on this last year. And Trevor, you've taken over the business, and
yeah, downtown still trying to take over, but we're in the works. We've been rooted not as long as Lim's Cafe, but we've been rooted since about the mid to late '80s. Started down in actually Red Bluff with our first store, and then eventually got this one off of Shasta and Pine. It's been.
Wasn't it Winchell's?
It was, yeah. Time? Yeah, started with Winchell's. We ended up rebranding to Heavenly Donuts in about 2007. Mm-hmm. So we've been Heavenly ever since. But yeah, we've been rocking and rolling downtown for quite some time. This past year has been crazy. Actually, ever since COVID, it's been a little different with like the business. So we're trying to kind of figure out this like new dynamic because we're busy. We're not trying to find like a full staff and work on that in the midst of starting a family too. And
yeah, I was gonna say, Katie, Trevor, what is it like running a 24-hour, 7 days a week donut shop? What does that look like?
I've been in the business for 30-some years, and it's crazy. You have ups and downs, and that's just the business part of it. No matter what business you own, there's always going to be your ups and downs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of found that donuts are, it's like,
they're very popular.
It's a necessity. It's
like yeah, people, no, definitely
people, like,
that.
It's like you need it to survive or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they
sponsored our show, Ask the Old Show, the talk show.
Yeah.
And, because they sponsored that, I learned all kinds of things. Like they have... Not only the 24/7, but they have a drive-up window and a walk-up window.
Oh yeah, yep.
It'll work. Usually when I'm walking around doing our downtown walk-arounds, I'm usually knocking on his window.
Yeah.
And we have great breakfast sandwiches. Everybody loves them.
Yes, croissants.
Homemade, house-made muffins.
I didn't know that.
The muffins are made in-house every week.
They're good.
Yeah, so what else besides donuts? So what's kind of the lineup besides donuts that you guys are serving? Because you have croissants.
I mean, mainly donuts. We got our muffins. We got pastries like danishes and croissants, and then we got our sandwiches too. So, and then of course
Fridays.
Fridays we have our special brownies. There's a
Wait.
I'm not too.
Did you bring some with you?
Oh man.
Let's just be clear. These are regular brownies.
Not regular.
So, what special ingredient?
Might be bringing another crowd down.
Sugar.
So we have our special, house-made brownies on Fridays. There's a certain niche crowd that comes just on Fridays for those brownies.
I had
skip
one of
the
those.
Donuts, but they want the brownies. So.
Yeah, I had one. Somebody gave me one because the customer didn't make it in, so I ate his.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Pretty good.
I know. I got to try the Heavenly Donuts special brownie.
Well, he even made some maple bars with bacon on it.
Oh, yeah.
Those are pretty good.
You still make bacon. Those?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those always, they're popular. They sell. We get
they're zero calories, fat-free, all that, right?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. They're healthy.
What's your guys' favorite donut? We'll start with Trevor.
My favorite one, probably going to be blueberry cake. That's my favorite.
I like that one too.
I like blueberry muffins. I don't know, but you get it in a donut, it's a little different. So.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised you even eat them when you look at them all day long.
Trust me, I wish.
It's like Chinese food donuts at the restaurant. When I cooked, I couldn't eat it anymore because I tired of looking at it and cooking it.
Donut holes. I like the donut holes.
I like donut holes, too.
Carlo likes those.
Yes.
I like the maple bar that's shaped like an alligator.
You like the alligator.
What do you call that?
Maple alligator.
Maple alligators stuffed with the cream.
And our apple fritters.
Oh, gator.
Oh, yeah. The apple fritters are really good. Yeah. You know what? I'm a sprinkled donut man.
Yep. That's why I got one right there.
Well, guys, I think we're going to hit our first break, and we'll be back to talk more about Heavenly Donuts, Ron Lim, and you're listening to KCNR Radio, Carl Linda Bott Show. Thank you, everybody, for listening on in. We're heading over to that radio break.
Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance-matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning, Casey and our listeners. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. I'm Blake Fisher with Diva Downtown Reading, joined with Katie and Trevor from Heavenly Donuts, and Mr. Ron Lim from the skies.
from
the skies.
I'm really from Reading.
And yes, you are. And we'll send Ron onto the plane to do the weather report. Right.
Oh, yeah. I got it for you this morning. Whoa, what's going on today?
There's our weather report right there.
Our weather report today. Okay, so today we're going to have a sunny day with a high near 89. North-northwest winds are 7 to 13 miles an hour, becoming southerly in the afternoon, which means I'll be taking off on runway 16 in the afternoon. If I go this morning, it would be 3-4. Winds could gust, though, as high as 20 miles per hour, which is a lot for Bubbles, the little Cessna 150. Katie's little one, Trevor's little 150 I've been flying. This used to belong to me. I get thrown a lot around in the wind a lot. Trevor likes that when we get in the wind.
Flying soda can.
Yeah. Tonight, we're going to have mostly clear. Ooh, I should do a night flight tonight.
That'd be really pretty.
I just went and practiced some landings the other day, so I can take a passenger. So mostly clear tonight with a low around 56, and we'll have northwest winds from 6 to 10 miles an hour.
Wow.
That's today's report.
That's great.
You didn't want me to read a whole week, did you?
No. Well, I would have never thought of see, that's the thing. I'm not a pilot. I was just saying, like, oh, is it raining right now? And Ron, now we know where to take off.
By the way, you should go for a night flight with me.
We should do that. We should do that. We should do that
tonight.
It'll be clear.
No
so
man.
We so it's great to have the three of you here. I know that a lot of you work you know, side by side when it comes to Cool April Nights, and you know, I had Robert and Rhonda Hansen yesterday talk a little bit about Cool April Nights. I'd love to hear a little bit about you two. How'd you get into the classic car world? Where did Cool April Nights and all these car shows kind of come into the picture for the two of you?
I like to volunteer at Cool April Nights. Mm-hmm. Deborah Fox, the president, her and I are like sisters. Her dad was very involved. Mm-hmm. So it just growing up, I grew up around cars, race cars. My husband loved cars, and we just like to go to the shows and enjoy seeing stuff. And volunteering at Cool April Nights is a lot of fun. You mm-hmm. see your friends, you see people you haven't seen, and just meet new people.
From all over.
From all over, that's true, yeah.
From all over. And, Ron, when did classic car shows? Because you go to a lot. I mean,
a lot.
You're GT outside right mm-hmm. now and the Roadrunner. Mm-hmm. So where do you usually tend to go to? Because I know Cool April Nights is a staple, but what are the kind of your main stops that you have?
Oh, anywhere from Washington to
Timbuktu.
Yeah. and to the east, too. Nevada, Vegas. Been to Vegas, so I take the Roadrunner to a lot of shows.
When are we going to get Trevor Garrett into one of these car shows?
He has a car.
I do. I got an old car. He's kind of a hoopty, but
it's a Bronco.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. It's a Bronco.
No, isn't it?
It's a Chevy K5 Blazer, 1969, actually.
That's a Ford, huh?
it's actually my grandfather's old rig. Grew up hunting in that. He's had it actually ever since 70, I think got in 72, so he bought it. So it's been in the family for a long time. And yeah, I just grew up as a little kid, going up in the mountains, deer hunting. And now it's, fortunately it's mine now. I decided to pass it down, and it's got some work needs to be done, but I enjoy it.
I'm waiting for my 92 Ford Explorer to get into the classic car
category. Another 50 years. You know. Okay. Hey, it'll be a classic.
I don't think it'll last that long.
It's a charm.
I'm pushing it around most of the time.
Rob's got a lot of classic cars.
I have over the years had different cars.
You gave your son?
Yeah, I gave my son my 1971 Dodge Charger Super B. I bought a new 71 and I had it for 47 years mm-hmm. and gave it to him for his 30th birthday as a surprise.
Oh my god. Well, gosh, I'm 28 right now.
I'm out of cars.
I am.
How about a plane?
Hey!
Oh, hey.
I'll start my schooling right now. A paper plane is just fine. So, Ron, tell us, you know, the first time that I got to meet Ron was at one of these Shining Care events. Fundraisers. And, you know, sometimes when I see Ron, he's over at these fundraisers. And one of the biggest things that Ron has been doing these last couple of years has been supporting these fundraisers with plane rides.
Right.
So, Ron, When did you start doing that, and how has it impacted the community, and who have you met through these projects?
Well, I started flying people around on Father's Day at Benton. You know, we had a yearly annual Father's Day air show, car show. Mm-hmm. And about 15 years ago, I started flying, helping them with the plane rides all day. And so hundreds of people, if not thousands, have flown in that. And then just since I've been retired the last 5.5, 6 years, I've had a lot of time on my hands. So I started donating flights, scenic flights, just for friends. And, you know, I'm not a commercial pilot, but I take a lot of friends up. And I do, I do donate a lot of rides. So right now I've got, I don't know how many out there that haven't been redeemed yet. Mm-hmm. And my plane's been in the shop for about 6 months now. So just wait for that to come back. But I've been doing lots of the donations for all kinds of, you know, groups in town.
How much money do you think has been raised with these organizations from these?
I don't know. They go between $500 and $800 each. So
that's incredible.
A bunch.
I am, you know, seeing Reading from, because all of you have gotten to fly, seeing Reading from the sky puts so much pride into where we live, and you don't realize the landscape that we actually have.
Well, yeah, you know, speaking of that, lately I've been posting a lot of pictures of the lake.
Yeah, what's
at various levels?
Yeah, you've seen it.
And it's all over they're all over the place.
I see your name pop up on the Shasta Lake Boaters page.
Yeah,
all the time. Mm-hmm. So tell us about that, seeing the lake fluctuate over these years, and how have you seen it? You know, people use
these
photos.
You know, growing up on the lake since the 50s, mm-hmm. and seen it in all kinds of levels and conditions. And you know, we had the really bad one in 76, was it?
Wow.
Yeah. Well, long before you guys. Maybe even before Katie's time. That was our lowest. In fact, the lake was so low that they said it'd be 5 years before it'd fill up again. So everybody was selling their houseboats cheap, and it filled up the next year.
Oh,
dang.
No.
Yeah, that's some organs.
That might have happened this year, too. I'm not sure. But so I've been taking pictures of 10 or 12 specific points around the lake, mostly the resorts. And the dam, and you know, posting them on Facebook so that people can see the various levels, and the pictures have gone viral.
Yes.
And just last month I went up to Trinity Lake because I heard they were having problems up there, and so I took pictures and put it on the Trinity Lake Boaters group. Hmm. And I have a lot of new friends now in Trinity.
Yeah, that's
certainly low.
That's exactly. And there was an article that just went out the other day talking about our lakes are filling up, but Trinity's just not connected.
No, it's empty. Pretty empty.
And one thing Ron's really great about is if you want to go for a flight, get a hold of him. He loves to take people.
Yeah.
Show them.
Just message me. I'd love to show people our area. I'll take people up all the way to Castle Crags, mm-hmm. and circle the crags and come back down and see the lakes, both Whiskeytown, Shasta Lake, and then the downtown Reading. To see it from the air is way different.
It's way different. Yeah, that's what all three of you have, you know, grown up in Reading for a long time.
I was born here.
So, Trevor, you're born here, right?
Yeah, we're all
Katie?
Born here. Yeah.
Mercy? Are we all Mercy people?
No. Oh. I was Memorial. Well, at the time it was Memorial Hospital, which was Shasta Regional now, mm-hmm. and there was only one building on East Street, a small one, so all the moms had to share rooms.
Oh, that's an experience.
The maternity ward was all like two and three mothers in the same room.
Well, so speaking of like, I don't know how to transition from that. So what have you guys thought about the development that's been happening in Reading these last couple of years and downtown Reading itself? Because you guys are business owners and you see it.
Well, you know, Lim's Cafe was
adjacent,
North Market, which in 1957, when we moved from downtown out there, mm-hmm. I-5 wasn't here yet till 60-something. So we were like right there on the highway, and we were so busy. We were open almost 24 hours a day. We only shut down for a couple hours to clean up, and it was really busy. So, and about that time, it was probably 7,000 population, maybe even. In fact, Hilltop, you could go out there and hunt deer.
I didn't know that. I knew that Hilltop was where the submarine races used to
well,
be.
Well, yeah, that's true. No, but you could ask.
And there was a drive-in on Hilltop.
Oh, the drive-in.
The drive-in.
Hey.
Skyview was out there.
Yeah.
The starlight was down here.
I'm wondering if our listeners are remembering all these.
Oh, sure they are. Well, if they're old, me.
The showcase. There used to be the showcase movie theater where the Casino Club is.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think about all the development that's actually happened these last couple of years?
I think it's great.
I do. I like it. I like the change. I know it's hard. It's, you know, parking. Everybody's having
parking.
But we'll get used to it.
I do wish we hadn't built that enclosed mall. We lost all of our old buildings in town.
Yeah.
Downtown.
We lost a lot of our historic.
We could have an old town like Sacramento if we hadn't wiped them out.
Yeah. I'd say that's one thing that... it's kind of a bummer, I guess, with writing. I think we could have done better preserving some history. But as far as, like, the new developments we have going downtown, and even, like, the restoration, like the IOF Hall downtown, and some of those, there's still some of those old buildings off of Market. And, you know, the repurposing, was it the old jail, I think, the bricks for that new bike depot? Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty neat. But, yeah, as far as, like, the new development, even, like, the new businesses that we have coming downtown, I think it's really neat. I think it's much needed for our whole downtown. It's coming back alive. And, you know, you got people now wanting to move here, live here, shop here, eat here and everything. And I think it's great. It's what this city needs. Obviously, there's some road bumps with, like you said, parking and construction. Some businesses, you know, they can be a little difficult on, but it's all coming along, and what's the next? Do we have any grand openings coming up? Or?
Well said. You know what? We just we had our grand openings with all those streets reconnecting, and I think we're heading to our next break right now, which I got the break signal. So we'll be back on KCNR Radio. There's the bell. We'll catch you in a second.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th Anniversary, a medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful, complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth, get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Back to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. That is Trevor Garrett's favorite song, because whenever he's making donuts, everybody can see him in the windows. Do it.
Everybody's watching me.
They're always watching you. All right, now we'll try that. Ron, welcome back.
Oh, hi. I'm back. I was just talking to Christina about a flight.
Yeah, Christina, how do you like the show so far?
It's amazing. It's positive, and the vibes are just, like, incredible.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your energy, guys.
You met the fun people in Reading. We're right here.
I really appreciate it.
All of us, yes. We're the fun people.
Three of many.
Tonight will be fun, too.
So, Ron, tell us about the spell. What have you been working on with this?
Oh, well, okay, so I'm a co-host with my friend L for the Ask L show. In fact, can I pitch that tonight?
Yeah.
At 6 p.m. tonight on this station right here.
Wow.
We do every Tuesday night a relationship. She's a relationship coach. Yeah, I'm actually a co-host on there.
And
all my friends are like, what are you doing on there? I say, well, you know what? I know what not to do. And then we have a co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews. So there's two of us. And we talk about, you know, relationships. And we've had Heavenly Donuts as a sponsor in the past.
Oh, cool.
Yes. And Katie used to come in and listen in and tell us, you know, throw in comments and stuff. So it was fun. But yeah, so we were new at this, and we didn't know what to do in here. So when the breaks would come up, we'd sit there and, like, see the blinking yellow light, and we're like, what do we do now? So she'd be talking, and I'd get this bell with her, so I just went, and she'd go, what? I said, break time.
I like the bell.
I don't know where this came from, but I don't even know what they use it for.
Me either. I've been too scared to ring it. So.
Oh, here, come on, do it. Right. Yeah, go ahead.
Wow.
There you go.
Thank you. Perfect. I feel like Walt Disney.
Good job.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So that's what the bell's all about.
I like
it. It's a fun show.
So can people call in for
their
questions?
Absolutely. They can actually call in and tell us their experiences or, you know, throw in any kind of comments they want to.
And if you're on Facebook,
and you're on Facebook, yeah.
Ask L.
Yeah, she's a relationship coach.
And so, Ron, you're the co-host on there. So if you want to tune back in tonight and listen to our Mr. Man with the Bell, that's at 605-4567. The phone number to call in, 605-4567. Tell us about your relationships, positive.
Or bad.
Or bad.
Yeah, we like both sides. Believe it or not, we have two sides to everything.
Well, goodness. Shoot. Man, that sounds like a fun date night, right?
Well, you know, I have the two girls in here, the two women, and they pick on me a lot.
No.
I don't know why.
No.
I don't think so.
Of course not.
You deserve it.
Well, that's true. I deserve it.
Well, we're talking about relationships, and, you know, I wanted to ask you about, you know, how you guys feel about investing in the community, but before we go into that, Trevor, you're a dad.
I am.
Oh my! Congratulations,
and a grandma, new and grandma.
It was at one of our events last year, Hops and Chops, when Katie walked on in, and yeah. it was one of the greatest experiences. Everybody's coming in to grab their donuts, their Hops and Chops bag, and Katie is going, I'm gonna be a grandma.
Yeah, she was very excited about that. Still is very excited.
That was one of the best announcements ever. So, Katie, you're a grandma. Trevor, you're a dad, and Lindsay's a mom. So, tell us, what's it like to have a little baby in the household now?
Oh, it's amazing. It's there's nothing better, honestly. That little guy, every second of every day, always thinking about him. He's a smiley little guy, and you know he knows how to spread the smiles for everybody. there's just so much I can say about him, but just being a dad, it's a whole different view on life now. You have a real responsibility to make sure you're doing everything right and raising them up right. So
I'm just
so
thankful.
I'm just so thankful. He's changed my life, so I'm excited.
I always love seeing Lil Reese at all the all the events. I think he's attended more events than any other baby that I've seen.
He's a social little guy. We got him.
I saw his cowboy hat.
Last rodeo. Pancake breakfast.
I saw his car at the car show.
That's not wrong. It's actually
Grandma wants her car back.
Grandma can't have it back. Well, there's a price.
And, Ron, I know we have about 5 minutes left because you're going to be helping out somebody to get to Foothill High School today.
About 10 minutes.
All right, perfect. Well, hey, I want to take this next minute because we talk about, you know, how you guys have grown up here, how you've been a part of the community in so many facets. But I want to hear from Reading residents, what does it mean to reinvest in the community and have pride in this area? So what does it mean for you guys?
I don't know if I was going to take that. As far as, community, I mean, it's everything for, you know, I'd say we're a relatively small town still. What are we, like 100,000 or so? Mm-hmm. So, you know, everybody knows, you know, whether it starts with like the high schools, like everybody knows the high schools and like the sports programs and how important those are. You know, growing up, when I went to Enterprise, we would have to fundraise for like our football team. Even like the parents would be involved in fundraising for athletic programs. Also, you know, stuff like choir and you went to Enterprise as well, so you know what it's like having to fundraise for some of those programs. But even just reinvesting in the community, whether you're going to shop local, eat local, it's just important. Being a small town, like I said, community is everything.
Well said, Trevor. Katie, what about you?
The volunteering and giving back to however you can in the community. I love Cool April Nights. It's a great program. I love the rodeo, the Asphalt Cowboys. They do amazing work around this town. And just to donate some time and give back in any way we can, whether it's time or sponsoring them, it's important. And this community is a great community. We're all family. We all know each other.
Small world.
And when things happen, we come together for each other. And I can totally attest to that 100%.
Yeah, say these days, sorry to jump back in, I say, more, you know, now than never, it's important, too, especially with all the crazy times we're having these days. I think it's important that we come together and don't forget that when the world's kind of crazy, so. I'm thankful that we're planted in this community right here.
It's a great community.
Thanks, Trevor. What about you, Ron?
Well, we do have a very tight community. I think we have more volunteers than ever, you know, helping with the community. My sister is one of them. I like to see the growth because, you know, when I was a kid, it was only, like I said, 5,000 to 7,000 population. And it just, you know, brings everybody together, this community. The way, you know, the downtown improvements and that's been a long time coming. You did a good job down there, by the way.
Thanks, Ron.
Yeah, Viva Downtown, right?
That's been, we'll talk about downtown a little bit.
I just want to say,
hey, Ron,
I appreciate what you do for this, for downtown.
Thank you.
And so, yes, it's a great community to live in. I only left Reading, I've been here, 75 years now?
Mm-hmm.
Minus 6 for pharmacy school. And I came back here.
Hmm.
So I'm probably going to be here.
Another 75.
Yeah.
Sign the petition. Speaking of that.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of that, we did the shout-out yesterday. This was a new story last Friday when the Reading Rodeo happened. There's a petition going around that KCNR has that people can sign. It's called Reading is Rodeo History. 75 more years of the Reading Rodeo, and this petition to be submitted to the Reading City Council.
It's been around since I was born then.
Ron, you are.
God, I am so smart. I can't believe it.
75 more
it
years
just on.
Of Ron Lim and the Reading Rodeo. So this what you're signing basically is to say that you value the efforts of the Reading Rodeo Association, the transient occupancy tax dollars that come to the community because of a program like this, and it's asking the city council to extend their lease, and they're asking for a 15-year contract with an additional 4 15-year extensions, totaling 75 years in honor of this year's 75th anniversary of this great event. And I feel like I feel like you guys are going to sign it while you're here.
Oh, yeah.
Today.
Oh, of course.
There it is.
And if anybody has gone to the Reading Rodeo, mm-hmm. it sells out every year, and it's a great community event. Mm-hmm. It's
a rooted tradition.
It is. It's rooted in the Asphalt Cowboys, the rodeos, everybody. They do a great job. Mm-hmm. The rodeo, you know.
I mean, you never see any unhappy person during Radio Rodeo. It's a great week. I mean, it's the life of the town. I mean, so is Cool Flow Night. Like, Cool Flow Nights and Radio Rodeo, those are our two big stages for this mm-hmm. for this town. They bring in so much money and revenue for, like, our businesses and the whole community. So
thanks, Ron. That's what's been special. You know, working here in downtown has been – we're the Reading Cultural District. And to be adjacent to the rodeo grounds and see how, and Cool April Nights, how those are coming more and more into downtown and connecting.
Yeah, I like seeing downtown coming back to life.
Me too.
Yeah. It was dead for too long.
Yeah. And it's for anybody, and I always say this, you know, for anybody that hasn't been to downtown yet, don't look at the Facebook comments. Don't go online. You come to downtown.
Yeah.
Drive your car. Walk around, in. Go check it out because it's a completely different downtown.
Totally different.
And don't be intimidated. Like, there's a lot of work and there's a lot of local downtown businesses.
Well, look at all these great stores.
Yeah.
Look at the Enjoy Store. They're expanding. All the new stores coming in and mm-hmm. beautiful. Take a walk, enjoy.
Might have to expand Heavenly Donuts.
I think we should.
Yeah.
Yeah, Heavenly Donuts. You guys are on a really cool plot of land. There's some history on that building, too.
Yeah, yeah. A little spooky, I guess you'd say, but some people think so.
I guess that's why they call it Heavenly Donuts.
No, it's, yeah, that plot of land, I mean, it's been there obviously forever, but it used to be the old McDonald's, belonged to the cemetery over there. It was the morgue, actually, back in the day. Not the current.
Oh, he's just calling break time.
Was that the break time?
Yeah, break time.
There's the bell. All right, we'll catch
you back.
I'll
be gone, but...
Ron, thanks for being here today.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
And catch Ron tonight on the KCNR Ask Al Show, 6 p.m. We'll be back.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities families of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve a growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are three chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Man, this is like fill in one of those shows where they like play the music, cut it out, and you got to fill in the words. Niecy Nash hosts it. They were doing it at the rodeo the other night. They would play the songs and cut out.
Yeah, the crowd's got to sing it. Yeah.
Oh man! So welcome back, KCNR Radio 96.5 FM 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda are out today. This is the second day of substitution. I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown Reading, joined with Katie and Trevor from Heavenly Donuts. You guys are closing out our hour before we meet our next guest, Chad Scott from the Shasta Builders Exchange. So guys, thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Blake.
Thanks.
So what are you guys working on? What's the summer look like for Heavenly Donuts or the fun things that you guys are going to be doing with the lake or travels? What are you guys going to be doing for this summer?
Well, hopefully, hitting up the lake. I mean, we got a full lake this year, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure we'll be out there quite a bit, enjoying that with the family. As far as the shop, I mean...
We have National Donut Day coming
up. Yep, we do, actually, yeah. June 2nd, first Friday of June.
Oh, shoot, that's next week.
Yep, next week. It's
National Donut Day.
National Donut Day,
that's a huge holiday.
It is. It is. It's bigger than Christmas, bigger than, you know.
It is.
I don't know who doesn't know about it, but anyways, yeah, that is, that's our, like, Super Bowl, pretty much, so believe it or not, a lot of people actually know about National Donut Day. But to the listeners that haven't, swing on by. We'll be open and ready to go. I mean, we're 24/7, but we'll be ready to go all night, all morning, all afternoon, and yeah, all day.
National Donut Day.
Yep.
Yeah, tell us how crazy is it on that day? Because I know you guys sling out donuts as fast as possible, but what's kind of the how do you stay keep up with that? What's that look like on that day?
It's pretty much a full staff day. So I mean, everybody you know, we tell them throughout the year, hey, this one day, we need everybody on. So we're using all of our staff. We set up lines in the lobby, so we put out little barricades and lines so people know where to go so we can get them in and out as soon as possible. It's crazy, yeah.
Which donut flies off the shelf the fastest?
I think the glazed rounds, sprinkles.
Yeah, glazed rounds.
Maple bars.
Maple bars, yeah. I mean, that day, really anything. People are just coming in by the dozens. But, yeah, it's everything goes that day. We just try to keep up best we can that day. So, but, you know, besides us, too, I mean, wherever you do get your donuts, mm-hmm. I like to say, you know, support your local donut shop. So whether you're coming to us, you're going to, you know, the donut shop across town, stop on by National Donut Day. Help support, you know, another local business.
National Donut Day. Yeah, support all the donut shops.
Yes.
The one that I would go to a lot growing up was Donut Corner.
Yeah, Donut Corner. They've been around a long time.
I used to go there, too.
Yeah, I like Donut Corner. My friend, yeah, what were you going to say?
I say I even did myself a little bit, yeah.
You know?
Donut. Cheated a little bit.
You know. There used to be a donut wheel on Eureka Way.
I remember the donut wheel. Do you guys? It literally had a donut wheel.
It did,
and I think now it's a Mexican restaurant. I gotta say, you know, you're from Reddy. You know, you're from Redding.
Redding.
When you give your directions from places that used to be
correct
in their original location.
Well, Four Corners.
Yep.
How many people know Four Corners?
Four Corners. I usually say, it's probably old Rayleigh's. Everybody knows where that would be. What was the other one? I still call Chuck E. Cheese over at. It's the new Raw.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Raw. Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, Raw's where, you know, Chuck E. Cheese was.
That's the best way to explain it.
Yeah, that's been the way. I can't believe I forgot about the donut wheel.
There's the donut wheel.
So, Trevor, how hard is it for people to, actually, with these last few minutes, for people that are listening and have their who are looking for a job, who are bored, or have family members that are looking for a job, how could they how do they need to reach out to Heavenly Donuts? Because I know you guys are always looking for people to work. And how cool would it be to learn how to make donuts? I mean, that's one of the coolest jobs to know.
Yeah, we're always looking for talent. Anybody who's looking to start in either like baking, whether it goes from baking to customer service. We're always looking for staff, friendly staff. So, you can come on in and apply, if you like. We also have applications online on our website, heavenlydonut.com. You can check out full menu there too as well. We're looking for anyone. I mean, whether you're going to school part time or, you're just looking for a new career or anything, we're always looking. So.
What's the most difficult donut to make?
Let's see. Most difficult. I would say like our bear claws and apple fritters. You got to, there's a lot of muscle that goes into those fritters. So
whoa,
you got to chop up that dough.
You make those there?
Oh yeah. Yep. We make everything. Yeah. We, pretty much recycle. It's kind of like recycling of the dough. So the dough that you cut to make other donuts, well, once it's cut, you know, you have to all these chopped up bits and then that's what actually makes the fritter. So you add in your apple and your cinnamon and chop it up and kind of make it into like little hamburger patties pretty much. And, yeah.
Well, you know, maybe when I'm not at Viva Downtown, I need to be working in the shop in the morning.
Yeah. We'd like to do like tours eventually again. It's kind of difficult now, but we'd like to do that. We used to do it when I was a kid growing up. We'd have actually field trips. So some of the schools, they would have all the kids come down and they'd see how the donuts are made. And, you know, the kids are like, oh my gosh, they love it. They get to put sprinkles on, make their own like donut and, it's fun. It was fun for the kids. So I'd love to do that again someday.
When Reese is in elementary school. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then do you guys do catering if people want to order a bunch or have you guys cater or how does that
been
work?
Been doing
out?
A lot of weddings.
Yep. Yeah. We do.
It's
cater.
Wedding season.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do a lot of wedding donuts.
Yeah. We do those donut walls and stuff. Yep. I mean, people come at us all directions, whether it's birthdays, weddings, big, you know, company events. We even like Cal Fire, you know, when it's fire season, they like to boost the morale and get their guys some donuts. So we did like 100. We had one day, it was 100 dozen that came in. They're like, yeah, we need this for like 2 days from now. We're like, all right. So, you know, never know. We do anything, anything pretty much.
100 dozen.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. You guys should work in the barracks, right? My gosh.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we're rounding out our hour. I just want to say, Katie, Trevor, thanks so much for being on the show today. I'm so proud to call you my friends, and I'll be catching a donut after the show today.
Thank you for having
all right.
us.
Thank you, Blake.
See you guys soon. We'll be back with Chad Scott from the Shasta Builders Exchange. You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He's under arrest. A Missouri man, police believe, intentionally crashed a truck into a security barrier near the White House.
The incident took place Monday night around 10 p.m. when a U-Haul truck smashed into a security barrier near the north side of Lafayette Square, which is across the street from the White House. A Secret Service spokesman identified the driver as a 19-year-old from the St. Louis suburb of Chesterfield. The U.S. Park Police said the man was arrested on multiple charges, including threatening to kill, kidnap, or inflict harm on a president, assault with a dangerous weapon, reckless driving, destruction of federal property, and trespassing. Greg Clugston, Washington.
We've been hearing the word productive being used to describe the debt ceiling talks between President Biden and House Speaker McCarthy. Both men insist the discussions are making headway, but there's still no deal. New York GOP Congresswoman Elise Stefanik says Republicans have offered a detailed plan for raising the debt limit while also cutting spending.
Less than 10 days from a default, Joe Biden has yet to offer or accept our sensible solution that raises the debt ceiling and addresses our debt crisis.
She says the GOP plan would rein in reckless spending while saving the country for future generations. Montana's first-in-the-nation ban on TikTok now being challenged in federal court.
TikTok lawyers argue that Montana's ban is an unconstitutional violation of free speech rights and is based on unfounded speculation that the Chinese government could access users' data. According to the lawsuit, TikTok says it has not shared and would not share U.S. user data with the Chinese government.
And that's correspondent Norman Hall. On Wall Street right now, stocks in negative territory, down 7 points. The NASDAQ is off 28. The S&P, 12 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I should be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
The EU's foreign policy chief says the U.S. green light to train Ukrainian pilots to fly F-16s has created momentum that will inevitably bring the fighter jets to the battlefield in Ukraine.
Josep Borrell says it's always the same thing. At the beginning, everybody is reluctant, giving the example of the long debate and initial opposition to the dispatch of advanced Leopard battle tanks to Ukraine. He goes on, and at the end, with the Leopards, with the F-16s, the decision comes to provide this military support because it's absolutely needed. He added that training for Ukrainian pilots had already begun in Poland and some other countries, though authorities in Warsaw could not immediately confirm the news. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Portuguese police, aided by German and British officers, have resumed a search for Madeleine McCann. She's a British child who disappeared 16 years ago. News and analysis at townhall.com. Meta may soon take on Twitter.
According to Bloomberg, Instagram is preparing to launch a text-based app this summer that could compete with Twitter. It will be separate from Instagram, but users will be able to connect their accounts and follow the same people they follow on Instagram. The new app comes as far-left Twitter users quit Twitter over its new freedom of speech policies. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The governor of Guam is urging residents to stay home and is warning the island could take a direct hit from a powerful typhoon. The storm is strengthening on its path toward the U.S. territory in the Pacific. The National Weather Service says that if Guam does not take a direct hit, the typhoon will get very close expected to arrive as a Category 4 storm. It could hit the southern part of Guam around midday local time, and that on Wednesday. To get on Wall Street, the Dow now up 8 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR Radio 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown Reading, covering for Carl and Linda Bott. They will be back tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning. So for the KCNR listeners, thanks for tuning in these last 2 days. It's been a real pleasure to be on the show. So we just rounded out our first hour with Ron Lim and Katie and Trevor. So Katie and Trevor were from Heavenly Donuts. That was a great segment. Who knew so much about donuts? And as a reminder, June 2nd, next week, is National Donut Day. So support your local donut shop. I certainly know I will. And then Ron Lim, he said he's going to be on the radio show tonight for Ask L at 6 p.m. on KCNR Radio. And that is a call-in show to talk about your relationship. So always a pleasure to have them on the show. And now, for the second hour, we're going to have Mr. Chad Scott, my friend from the Shasta Builders Exchange. Chad, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks, Blake. Good morning.
Chad, you have so many other things that you're working on, you know, outside of Shasta Builders Exchange, so I can't wait to talk about that this morning. But to start,
we got to keep those things secret.
we'll keep it secret. Chad, so tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you a Reading resident, and what is the Shasta Builders Exchange, for those that don't know?
Yeah, I grew up in Reading, graduated Shasta High School, finished Shasta College, and then went to school in San Diego, where I lived about 20 years before returning, about 10, 11 years ago. Eventually found a spot and a job and position at the Shasta Builders Exchange as their plan room reporter, and grew from there. And now I'm the executive director over there.
Wow. What is the Shasta? So what is the Shasta Builders Exchange, for those that don't know?
We are a nonprofit membership organization that represents the construction industry in Northern California. And we're also part of a larger network of all the exchanges in the state of California. So we have about 25 member organizations or exchanges right now, representing thousands and thousands of contractors and tens of thousands of workers.
So, and this is a national network too, isn't it?
We're not national, not our exchanges, though there are exchanges across the country.
That's really cool. How'd you get involved with, so I guess you were the planner, but were you working construction or, cause?
My dad grew up in construction, mm-hmm. but at the time they desperately needed somebody who could scour the internet, post projects, get a database organized, and present that information to the builders. So I did that for a while. I still do it from time to time.
Mm-hmm. How many years have you been the executive director?
4.5 years.
Wow. I feel like you started right when the car fire hit, right? As the executive?
Just afterwards. So car fire was July 2018, and 2019 is when I stepped in January. And then I joined the construction committee for the community response team, so our volunteer network. So all that money that was donated to the community, you know, we had committees and groups of people watching all that money and making sure it was effective. We volunteered as the fiscal agent for the construction part. We built or ordered manufactured homes because it ended up being during COVID and another massive fire, so just finding the resources was a challenge. But we helped over 50 families rebuild their homes direct, you know, through the exchange, and we were only a small part. Other organizations helped far more families and in different capacities.
So I feel like many of our listeners know that story of how much the Shasta Builders Exchange was a big part. But thanks for restating that, because that's one of my favorite stories to hear.
We were in the background most of the time.
Well, yeah, you guys were busy. You guys were boots on the ground for those projects.
Yeah, I thought I was just going to be reviewing invoices and cutting checks. And
no,
we turned out to be permit processors and basically the facilitators for every step for insurance, helping people get their titles cleared if they had any kind of property ownership. So maybe a property had been passed from through the family. So there wasn't a legal owner, even though it was their place. So we helped a lot of families accomplish that.
Wow. And the Builders Exchange, the Shasta Builders Exchange, covers all of the development projects that are in Shasta County?
Mostly the public works, some commercial and some residential. There's a lot of references, word of mouth, and then relationship building that happens in the construction industry. Mm-hmm. So in those cases, we don't get between that process necessarily. We're there to assist in whatever way we can, often with training the crews to make sure that everyone's qualified for the equipment they might be using on the job. But we don't try to inject ourselves between those kind of relationships. So generally, we're, as an exchange, we're a central location for public works projects.
Oh, cool. So what are some of the main noteworthy projects that the Shasta Builders Exchange has been coordinating with these different contractors?
Oh, we had like 19,000 projects hit our plan room last year. So almost anything you see going up of any size, anything that the city's doing. I think right now probably the frustrating one that we're all looking at is, say, Bocelli Lane. So Bocelli Lane's getting redone, restripe. Those are projects that would come to the Builders Exchange.
Whoa, okay. That's a good, yeah, Bocelli. Oh my gosh, have you seen it lately?
Yeah.
That's a massive project.
So they keep doing these improvement projects around the city in corridors that make the most sense to maximize what money we have.
And those are projects that are updating and reimagining these roads, right? So that means it's
yeah, I can't follow every single project that closely. Mm-hmm. Usually I just want to make sure that they're available to our contractors and that it's accurate and that the awarding body or project owner, if they have updates or changes, that I get that out to the contractors. Once that's out, I'm usually hands off on that. Again, with hundreds and hundreds of projects, I can't track every single one of them.
How many members does the Shasta Builders Exchange actually work with?
We have about 450 to 475. There's a little bit of a turn there, which is small on a chamber scale, but pretty big in construction. When I look at other exchanges, so I go down and look at Sacramento and say, wow, my gosh, they have 800-900 members. That's amazing. And then I look at their population size. 3.5 million compared to our 350,000 I cover in 7 counties. So
wow.
We have a really good market penetration and great representation in the trades through our exchange.
We're going to be getting ready for the break in a couple of minutes, and afterwards I'd love to hear about the type of investment that goes into all these development projects, and also a lot about how people can get involved, especially if they're looking for a job right now. I think that's really important. But also, one of the biggest things, you're a theater man yourself, too.
No, not really.
You're part of the Riverfront Playhouses board and doing
right.
Work.
So, not every interest of mine is satisfied at work. So I'll volunteer for local organizations and then bring whatever skill or knowledge or insight I might have.
So we'll talk about that just before the break. And the community fund. There's some big stuff that's going on with the community fund that you might want to talk about, too. So, Chad, thank you for joining us this morning. I see that you have your coffee. I think I'm ready for my second cup of coffee. And with these last couple of minutes, Christina, how's the show going so far?
It's super interesting and incredible. Thank you for being a part of this, to be honest.
Thanks, Christina.
Wow, that's the most flattering thing I've heard in weeks.
Wow,
thank
why?
You.
It's actually really interesting because I'm a new here in Reading, and it's really important for me to hear different people, hear about the community, hear how it works.
This is a great show for that.
Really, it really is. And I think, Christina, do you think we want to go head out to our break right now?
Yep, we can.
Let's head on out. We'll be back.
So I can, so I can, forget my name. of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Reading Fitness Center would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Reading Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful, complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Reading, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And good morning, listeners. Welcome back to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. We're back with Mr. Chad Scott from the Shasta Builders Exchange. Chad, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks again for having me.
Chad, how's the coffee?
Excellent.
Have you had yourself a donut yet?
No. I won't be able to speak if I have a donut in my mouth.
That's okay. Let's open up the box. Let's see what donuts are left over here.
Oh my gosh, it's all my favorites.
I would say we'll leave one for Christina. We'll have you take one, and then I think there's enough for the staff over at the Builders Exchange when you get back.
Perfect. Thank you.
So, Chad, we were talking about the trades, and I'd love to hear the industry and how people can get involved and why it's a good career choice. Because I think there's okay to balance both college but also the trade opportunities.
Right. College is great. I went to college. Most people I know went to college. There's plenty of opportunities there, but it comes at a cost often, and maybe it's not a good fit. Probably most notably in conversation recently is how much college debt people can accumulate and how difficult it is to work past that. We've got the trades, and we have the trade school at Shasta Builders Exchange that offers career-level training in the trades to get people started on a career. I think right now we just increased our prices, and I think it's $28 a week for your education.
That's it.
All in. So if you're working on a job site by 10 a.m. on Monday, you've paid for your career, and you don't have to you paid for your education for the week, and you don't need to carry debt.
I didn't know that. And this is a lifelong skill.
Correct.
So what are kind of the programs that you guys are teaching over at the trade school?
Our kind of signature program right now is our electrical program. We also offer plumbing, industrial, electric, carpentry. And maybe when we get a chance to it, we're looking at creating our own curriculum for a resiliency and sustainability construction focused on building methods that maybe make more sense where we have risk of wildfires. So this would be a partnership between Shasta Builders Exchange, the Trade School, Emergent 3D, Donna Jamie in Construction, Hope Street Communities, and some other partners that we're putting together.
There's you mentioned Donna Jamie. He's working, that's the 3D construction.
Correct.
So, you know, technology's changing. Infrastructure's changing. What's kind of the future of the trades and construction looking like right now? What are you guys thinking?
Well, there'll be a separation. One thing for sure, it's going to be a long time before we're replacing the men and women who are actually building things. We always are going to need problem solvers on the job site to build anything. The biggest one we're looking at right now is what can AI or artificial intelligence do in the construction industry. And some of the bigger construction firms have already begun implementing AI in their processes. The big one I would say would be like estimators and takeoff. Those are the jobs that take a lot of time, need to be accurate, and a computer can do that in seconds rather than days. I'm trying to remember the company that just was recognized in 2019. They went in, they started crafting it. They had a huge resource of project materials that they could then feed into the computer to train it out. They were able to shave 14,000 hours of in that back office, in that estimating department, in the first year to create more accurate records. Hmm. So you can basically give the computer a set of blueprints, and it will be able to outline all your linear feet, your square feet, your volumes, your areas, every single part and piece of material that you're going to need, and you get an accurate count very quickly. Now you just double-check that computer's calculations.
I had no idea. Talking about this. Is this just part of the whole AI movement that's come to the fruition?
Right. So this one, obviously, they started this model in 2019. So they're already on the path to make that happen. Mm-hmm. It'll be a little while before it rolls out more generally. Mm-hmm. But we just don't have enough people in the trades. So you mentioned Emergent 3D and 3D printing a house. So we need different types of workers. We still almost need the same number of crew to run the machine, but now it can be anybody, right? You don't have to be 22 years old and able to lift all the lumber. You can be you could be me. Middle-aged, slightly overweight guy with a bad leg.
Oh, my gosh.
Who can operate a machine and help build a home.
Wow. Well, I never got into the trades, but I'm excited to be friends with you and also dating one of your employees, my girlfriend Cheyenne.
I wasn't
going to
say anything.
I know. I'll say it. Yeah. She's been talking about – it's been great to talk to her, and I want to hear about this. It's like – the whole permitting process and why projects take so long projects. So, like, what's going on with like, the upcoming projects or what kind of – because people say, oh, there's this project. What are some of the delays? It's still supply chain issues. What's it looking like?
Well, we've got access to a lot of developers as mutual friends, and they could talk to you forever about these things. Mm-hmm. But some of it's just how much attention to detail, how much kind of pride to ownership of that position that each person has along their step. So rather than just not even look off at things and sign it off, they actually, you know, they're professionals and they'll do their job and they'll be thorough. Being thorough takes time on a good day. So plan checks with the city, I know that they've always struggled to accommodate the number of plans that come in, even though these guys do a great job at their jobs. There's just more coming in than they have the capacity to maintain. Again, this is where AI would be a great tool for a small community where a plan check could be run by a computer and then you have somebody double check that work. You could speed that up. Obviously, supply chain issues have been an issue the last few years. Labor force. I feel like in my membership, I have almost as many people retire as who join each year.
Oh.
It's pretty amazing how many are retiring, how many companies are
passing the torch.
Some of them pass the torch. Some just close the doors. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, often they'll sell their company or their assets to another local company.
Is there a certain industry that needs workers like that really needs to be hired, or is it just kind of across the board?
I'd say it's across the board. Mm-hmm. We need everyone from laborers, people who can do concrete, build roads. We need framers, roofers, plumbers. We probably even need more people helping to build swimming pools.
Are we getting ready? You know, we just had this busy development with downtown Reading.
Mm-hmm.
What's kind of – do we see a lot more development like that happening in the next couple of years, or is it –
That will be – difficult to say. Mm-hmm. Our economy has kind of slowed down some of these projects that, if they weren't already in the pipeline, might be kind of walked more slowly, especially as interest rates have increased. Residential nationwide has been pretty strong and actually sustaining, actually improving on new starts in construction nationwide, whereas that commercial is kind of taking a breather. I mean, we have a lot of empty office buildings right now. We don't need to build more of those.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe those spaces need to get converted to some other purpose. We don't see that in Reading, but nationwide there's that effect. So there's a bit of a pause as people try to figure out where we're going on the next. Residential, I think I read it's up 12% this year in residential starts.
That's great.
But some of the other projects are down by a similar number. So it's still ticking up, still traveling up. It's just where that is. The infrastructure bill that passed, it's billions and billions of dollars available. Can't recall how much California got, but they've got a lot of money coming into this area. And I think the hatchery up there on Trinity River is one of the big recipients of this upgrade.
We'll have to talk about that after our next break. Christina, we're going to head out to our next break right now. And you're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're with Chad Scott from the Shasta Builders Exchange. Thank you, thank you.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service.
30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We are rounding out our last hour. This is Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. They'll be back tomorrow morning. That's Wednesday. These last 2 days have been great to fill in for the show. Our first day, we had Robert and Ron Hansen from Kelly's Pub with Senator Maurice Johannesson and Kelsey Halverson. From Caring Heroes. That was yesterday's show. Today we had Ron Lim, Katie, and Trevor Garrett, and now we have Chad Scott rounding out these last 2 days. Chad, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. I was just thinking how great those guests were. I'm like, man, if I knew I was in the last slot on the last day, I wouldn't want to be the headliner.
Chad, you are the headliner. This is it's been great. I love filling in for the show, and to go through, you know, you're finding guests that are willing to wake up early in the morning. So I gave Chad the option. I said, "Do you want the 7?
Yeah, I asked for a little extra time to drink some coffee.
and you know what? We get to do that right now too.
I know, I forgot you had it brewed up already.
This is it. It's a good pairing with a donut. Christina, have you had some coffee yet?
If to be honest, I'm not a coffee drinker. Tea, yeah. I already have one. Ooh, thank you.
Tea sounds pretty good.
We're going to have to get your enculturation stepped up.
We'll get you some Dutch Bros over there.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So, Chad, we're here with the Shasta Builders Exchange. We're talking about the trades, AI, and I really want to hear, you know, I passed him over a picture of the Cascade Theater, and he said something about the Shasta Builders Exchange ticket box. So what do you mean by that?
Well, the ticket booth was kind of reconstructed by the Shasta Builders Exchange Community Fund, and there are a bunch of other projects that are around town. I'd mentioned that's our kind of nonprofit community projects and scholarship fund that we've had, 25 years, maybe a little longer at this point.
Wow.
So when you walk around, you'll see the stage next to the Lorenz Hotel. That was part of our project. You'll see some of the sculptures downtown, this shade pavilion at Pioneer High School. We financed a new sign at Riverfront Playhouse. And then, of course, we were the fiscal agent for 4 years after the car fire for, you know, to rebuild all those homes. So we have some ideas, some projects we want to step in and help with going forward.
Those are incredible projects. Chad, you talked about these like, oh. Yeah. These are some of the most iconic and like landmarks that are here.
Some of them are more practical. Like I think we built one of the bathrooms on the river trail, or mist coolers at the soccer park.
The most useful things. Bathroom on the river trail. Thank gosh. I've always needed, on the river trail, you need somewhere to go, right?
Yeah, the next one we'll have like self-maintenance, though.
Okay. I think that's smart. Yeah, let's see bathrooms get updated through AI, see what we can do with that. So Shasta, so Mister's Bathrooms and Landmarks, the Carnegie Stage and the Cascade Theater ticket box. So what is the Shasta Community Fund, and how is that helping out the different community, and what's you know, some of the upcoming projects that you guys are working on or restructuring?
Yeah, so it's been kind of dormant. I think the car fire really took a lot of that energy out of our program. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were all in on that, so we didn't branch much outside. We've always offered scholarships to the like the children of our members or the key employees of our membership. We're going to be expanding that scholarship program going forward, so we're going to be opening it up to really anyone, and we're going to target those who are going into a trades or technical education and not just graduating high school seniors. So maybe somebody spent a few years trying to figure things out. Now they know what they want to do. We want to be able to assist those people as well going forward. And then we're going to be identifying projects where we can step in and make a difference.
Mm.
I think here in a few weeks, we actually have a little meeting. We're going to bring to the table a bunch of projects that we've discovered and see which one we want to step in and assist.
Who are some of the board members that you get to work with on these projects?
Oh, you know them all. Blake and I, we are both on members of Leadership Reading, so I invited a lot of members of our class to join that community fund because they were some of the most engaged people, great connections with a lot of interest in our community. And then I asked them, you know, asked these people who are also kind of independent, right? So it's not just rubber stamping or yes people. It's people come in with ideas and passions for our community. We have Cody Jones, who works for the Shasta County Superior Court, Tristan Aiken from U.S. Bank, Holly Roston of Chronic Disaster, Ken White from Cresco, Jesse Murray from Badger Daylighting. So we have some of the construction industry and then some of the community as well in there.
Those are great people.
Oh, and Sarah Gibbons from REU, she's coming on board as well.
Sarah should have been a guest this morning too. Sarah would have been a hoot and a holler.
She's pretty good.
I really like all those people. You mentioned Ken from Cresco.
Mm-hmm.
He's done so many donations and sponsorships for different projects.
Yeah, they've been a great organization.
That's there's a couple of murals that just showed up in downtown,
mm-hmm.
and Ken from Cresco, they manage all the scissor lifts that are going out to the public. So these murals were accomplished from that sponsorship from Ken Because these were some big walls that they did. This was the new Taroko Pine Street building by the Dutch artist and the Red Mural. And the one over here off of Eureka Way called Visit Redding. And that was for the sunniest city in all of California mural, which if you haven't seen that, that's also wonderful. Picturesque moment.
We're going to lose that title this year. It rained a lot.
Can you believe that? That's the strangest year of weather that I've ever experienced. Is that something that seems usual to you on this
rainy? Unusual. I think it snowed in Redding in April.
Which was so cool. Did you have to work, speaking of snow, was this Builders Exchange involved when Snowmageddon happened on so many of these houses? And
We tried and suffered along with everyone at trying to respond to cleanups, disasters, repair, recovery. Passed a lot of calls and leads to our membership. Got a lot of plans and work requests posted up to our plan room just to get that coordinated.
Mm.
But that was an exceptional event. So what, around Valentine's Day 2019.
So if there are any listeners, you know, you get to work with so many people in the trade. So kind of how do people become a member if they are a contractor or trades? Like,
got to be a licensed contractor. We always verify their license and their standing. And every time that they renew, we do that again. So we periodically check. So when a person contacts one of our members, they know they're a contractor in good standing with the state and with our organization. It's very simple to apply. I mean, you can call us and we will help you through. Members will go online and sign up. But generally, we like to have a conversation to make sure we're a good fit for the kind of business a person wants to run. Because I don't need to artificially inflate the numbers for any reason. Like, I want you to be a member, but I want it to be a relationship that's valuable for both of us. Mm-hmm. And that's not always the case. But it's pretty simple. I always love to have new members, and I love new members who show up and then get involved and start working on a networking, who engage in our services, our promotions, our events, and what we try to do here in the community.
And you have a new – I guess it's not really a new location anymore. But for people that don't know where the Builders Exchange is located, it's over on Hartnell, I believe.
Hartnell, yeah. The former Tile City.
Signorama.
Signorama, I think most people recognize.
That's, Chad, I already – see, you just did exactly what I told people on the first hour. I said, you know you're from Redding when you describe places as the former occupant in the building.
Three occupants ago.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, former Signorama building.
Yeah, next door to the where the former old pick and pull used to be.
Former consignment center, which is now – yeah. That's exactly how when we were saying it's the former Rayleigh's over there, and you'd know where that would be.
Correct. Yeah, people always ask, you know, oh, you guys move all the time. Well, we were not immune to the effects of the Great Recession in 2008. That was a big shakedown, so we had to kind of right size. I think was our euphemism that we used for a while. Mm-hmm. What we were doing, then focus on. If we can't do everything, what do we want to do? Mm-hmm. And so trades education was something that we decided we'd keep doing. Running our plan room, something we decided to keep doing. And now we've expanded that to also include safety training through grant programs through the federal government, which is great. I'm able to offer free or subsidized training to my membership for safety for their employees.
That's incredible. You guys do so many different things over at the Shasta Builders Exchange. And it looks like we have a couple more minutes left over there. I think for the last bit of the hour, I'd love to hear about the things that you do outside of the Shasta Builders Exchange and what you're working on with Riverfront Playhouse, one of our downtown Redding Cultural District anchors as a board member. I feel like you're on a couple more boards, aren't you?
Yeah, I get around.
Well, that'll be great. And Chad, let's head on out to our next break. Is that okay, Christina?
Yes, of course. We can do it.
Perfect. Yeah, let's head out to our next break. KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And we'll be back with Chad Scott for our last section.
Take me, take me, oh. Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV,
but our bill was out of control. We saved
$280. $270.
$300. Like, holy
savings.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with BNT Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At BNT Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Said it time and time again, it is so hard to come back in from the breaks when all these good songs keep on playing. And I want to sing, too. Right, Chad?
You have an opportunity to sing. There's auditions tonight at Riverfront Playhouse.
Hey, good transition. Welcome back to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott are out. I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown. Here with Chad Scott from the Shasta Builders Exchange. Chad!
Hi.
Riverfront Playhouse is doing auditions tonight.
Right, Forever Plaid. So we're aiming for performances in the fall. I didn't come in here prepared to talk about which dates or all the interests. I know we're having auditions and looking for some
singers.
Young men or women, I think. We're kind of open to including anyone who wants to get on stage and perform in the show Forever Plaid.
That's a really great show. That's kind of the characters are a doo-wop quartet singers, and I think they get into they don't make it to their show. They get in a wreck, and now it's them as angels trying to figure out, you know, what's going on. Where to go next? It's really great set, wonderful music, and you brought up Riverfront Playhouse. So, what's your connection to Riverfront Playhouse, Chad?
About 100 years ago, when I was a teenager,
uh-huh.
I volunteered there in the late 80s, early 90s, when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Had a great time, great experience. And when I came back, started seeing shows and going and check it out. They then relocated to their new place down downtown. COVID hit, and they weren't able to run any shows for like a year and a half between construction and COVID and other concerns, which kind of put us in a little financial bind as an all-volunteer organization. Just didn't really have the resources. You know, you don't qualify for PPP loans or other kind of assets that covered employees and costs. So I thought I could show up and kind of help this resource here in the community, and I've stuck with it, you know, to get through that rocky bit. We're not going anywhere, but we're running on a shoestring at the moment as we come back.
Riverfront Playhouse is a, you know, another kind of feature in the show these last 2 days was having people from Reading that have been here since, you know, they've lived here their entire life. And Riverfront is one of those staples of the community. It's had a
lot. 1981.
Exactly. And there have been so many community members that have been a part of the mission of you know, putting on shows at the Riverfront Playhouse. And I would say Riverfront was the premier community theater venue, and one of the first, because Cascade Theater was not a community theater venue yet. We didn't have places like Axiom Theater, and I don't know, Shasta College, I guess, was the only other place that was doing theater at the
There's
time.
There's always been, you know, other groups around for a while. I think, actually, right across the street, I did a show for the Reading Community Theater's production of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest right there in Old City Hall upstairs. But again, like probably 1990-ish.
So Riverfront's been around for a long time, and they were over on East Cypress.
Correct.
In a black box theater. Their theater was built in a storage unit, and they were there doing their shows from 1981 to 2021.
Or now 2019.
I would say 2019, 2020 was when they had their last shows over there. And they've been working on this building that's on the anchor of downtown. And I know that Rhonda Alvey's a regular guest on here.
Correct.
To talk about it. But it's located at the end of California Street, right next to Gold Street Liquor, which Gold Street Liquor has redone their facade and exterior. And it's looking really nice.
Oh, it looks nice out there.
And I would say that's a big tribute to Riverfront Playhouse activating that corner, too, because there's movement, there's liveliness over there. So Riverfront's in the former physical therapy gymnasium. Yeah. It was a lot of things.
Yeah, it was vacant for years.
A lot of years, and you've retrofitted the entire building and made it a theater, a functioning theater, in what used to be the physical therapy pool in that facility. So Riverfront Playhouse has their seasons. You guys are already working on 2024 shows, but how did you get involved as a board member, and what are you guys hoping for the rest of this year?
Oh, for the rest of the year, we would like to have fun. We have some a summer camp for kids coming up. Then we'll have a summer show. I think it's called The Rainmaker. Again, I didn't prepare all this, so I don't know the synopsis.
That's okay.
Of every show coming up. And then we'll wrap up our season with our annual tradition of a big Christmas production.
Cool.
Which are available, as individual tickets, or a lot of companies or organizations will buy out a show and then bring all their friends, their families, their clients, have a big party for the night and get together and enjoy the season.
So this is one of those things. If you have yet to go to the Riverfront Playhouse Theater at their new location, you got to go. They have much better parking layout than it was over at the old storage unit. They have a full functioning bar with a liquor license, a great backstage area that they do all their carpentry work in there. And a section for people to rent out and use their facility if you guys are interested in meetings or presentations, too.
Correct.
There's a lot that you guys are doing over at Riverfront Playhouse.
Yeah, we got plans going forward. So as our budget improves, then we roll into the next area. So a lot of it was focused, you know, the initial bit was, let's get our stage open. Let's get a comfortable place for our audience and for our cast. We'll start there. And then we'll just do whatever it takes to open up the rest of the place. And this year we're focusing on some repairs on the roof, as well as redesigning our lounge to be a little more comfortable, and a little more theater-esque, unless like a doctor's office.
Right. Is that something that you'll be able to work with some of the Shasta-Bose Exchange contractors or when you guys are working on
stuff?
Oh,
sure.
Like that?
I'll accept any donations from those guys.
From our listeners from the Bose Exchange.
No, as much as they love to. I know they're so backlogged on work right now and so short-staffed on what they're doing. I don't even apply pressure. They have enough already.
And then with the summer, you know, next weekend is Memorial Day weekend. Do you have anything planned?
Me personally?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. It's all secret, not for radio kind of stuff.
Well, hopefully.
No, I'm going out of town. We're gonna be spending 3 or 4 years.
Cool.
Or 3 or 4 days. Out of town.
That's great. It's Memorial Day weekend. Some of the events with these last 5 minutes, if you're staying in town or having family visit for the weekend, some of the 3 noteworthy community events for Memorial Day weekend, would be, the Renaissance Fair happening at Anderson River Park, the Strawberry Festival happening at West Valley, and the Whiskey Town Memorial Day weekend sailing regatta, that's happening at Whiskey Town.
In the evening, they can go watch a performance at Axiom. Well, they've got Ruthless.
Axiom has weekend. Ruthless closing weekend. I don't know if there's other shows happening at Riverfront Playhouse too this weekend.
Not this weekend.
That's okay. we talked to Maurice and Kelsey, and they were just talking about, you know, to celebrate Memorial Day weekend is to honor our fallen soldiers, and it is a special weekend, and yeah. I hope everybody has a safe Memorial Day weekend this weekend and remembers why we're celebrating it, and I hope everybody has a good time. Chad, I hope we go to Fall River Brewery at least some point. And
Mondays. Isn't that when we...
Yeah, that is. That was yesterday. And with the Builders Exchange, with these last couple of minutes, Memorial Day weekend kicks off the summer. What does development look like? Do people work? What's the jobs look like in the summer situation when it gets up to these?
It's full throttle during the summer. I almost never see our members. We try not to even have events or training during the summer unless they absolutely need it and they call us to coordinate something special. Mm-hmm. The projects go out to bid in the early spring. They get accepted and now they're lined up and working as hard as they can through the summer and into the fall. It's not until we get to maybe November that we start seeing the seasonal slowdown and this kind of construction. But that doesn't always happen. I'd say the last few years it's been full steam ahead all year long as people are trying to catch up on jobs.
And for people that want to learn more about the Shasta Builders Exchange, where can they find out more information?
ShastaBuilders.org.
That's simple enough. That's pretty good. We are rounding out our last hour. We didn't take any calls. You know, Ron posted the phone number today for people to take calls. And earlier, Chad, I talked about the Reading Rodeo Association's permit. What is it?
It looked like a petition to extend their lease so they can secure it. Because I know they've had struggles. Like, when you have a short lease, it's hard to get investment in the projects that you want to do long term.
Exactly. That's kind of the talks with the rodeo. They said, we want to put so much more investment into updating our stadium, but they want to make sure that their leases are extended out so they can put in those. So,
right, because otherwise, you know.
Yeah.
Who's going to back it if it's going to be long-term and there's no guarantee that it'll be a benefit long-term?
And there's the petition. You know, people were wondering where to find this petition. I know that there's copies here at KCNR, but I know the hours kind of vary for people when they can come on up. So I would say the best thing is to reach out to the Reading Rodeo Association.
The other thing, interested people, you can just write to our city council directly. Send them an email, send them a call. Supporting the Rodeo Association's efforts. So the petition would be great, but if you can't find it or can't get it, you can just contact our city council directly.
I love that plan. Well, Chad, thank you so much for being on the show these last 2 days. Casey and our listeners, thanks for listening. I'm Blake Fisher, and I hope everyone has a safe and memorable Memorial Day weekend. And
thank you,
Blake. Thank you guys so much.
Won't be turned around. and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.